Hello and welcome to your one-stop shop for everything haunted and spooky, The Haunted Estate. Make sure to call our toll-free phone number, 1-877-260-3428, to tell us your scary story. And don't forget to buy my book, The Home Reader, A Paranormal Journey. You can find it at thehauntedestate.com. Hello and welcome back, my dear friends. It is me, your host, Selena. I would like to say I love you. I'd like to say it is dark. It is dreary here today in Ontario, Canada. It's a bit nippy. That's so my favorite word. Nippy. Oh my God, words. You know what word I hate more than anything? And it's not moist. I enjoy the word moist. Did that bother you? I'm sure it did. I'm an asshole. I'm sorry. Anyways, you know what word I hate more than anything? Cluster. Yeah, think about it, makes me want to barf. Anyways, guess what, guys? We are coming to the end of September, which means what's the next month? Oh, yeah, you're right. October, that means Halloween. I actually went downstairs last night and I found one of my costumes that I actually bought on my honeymoon. And it's one of those morph suits, but it's the blow up one and it's blue because it's feeling kind of down. I'm like, I just want to be blue. But guess what? The zipper broke when my husband went to zip it up. And I was like, okay, hi, life. I see you. Go the fuck away. Anyways, tonight on the show, we're going to have lots of really fun stuff. I found lots of articles. Yes, the website is still down if you have noticed that. I am not back to work. Work is saying no. Right now is a really confusing time. I guess I can let you guys in on the secret. It's not a secret. We've talked about it. I'm really trying to get back to work. I work in a factory, and they're just finding some issues with my doctor's notes, and they're thinking that, you know, Cami's not the place for me to work is what they've pretty much said, but I've been there since I was a kid, and I dropped out of college to work there. It's terrible. I'm going to sell my house, blah, blah, blah. Adam hates when I share my life on here, but you know what? You guys are my best friends. It is what it is. Gonna have to move, but I ran a business before. It wasn't like a pyramid scheme thing. Like, I actually started my own business. I'm not gonna let out exactly what it is. I didn't last time, and I find when people don't know who's selling things, they don't act as weird. Like, people don't feel like they have to buy them, they just do. So hopefully that will kind of cut down on some of my stress if I can sell the house and get the money to restart that business up. Oh, I just, you know, if I'm not working there, there's nothing against flipping burgers or doing anything like that, but mentally I cannot handle that, and I'm sure that a lot of you guys can't, but anyways, moving on, we still do have our toll-free phone number, so please call, tell me your lovely ghost stories. It is toll-free, so no matter where you are in the world, it will not cost you any money, and that is 1-877-260-3428. My email still works, which is Selena, C-E-L-I-N-A, at thehauntedestate.com. You know what? Talk to you on Snapchat. I get lots of requests on Snapchat. To the people who have sent me requests on Snapchat, if you are listening to this, I need you to resend those. I had my phone replaced last week. It died. So if you can resend those ideas, I would love that. You can do it on Snapchat. Add me on Snapchat. It's at Selena's Life. So at, I guess you don't have to do the at. You just do the username. So that's C-E-L-I-N-A-L-I. No, stop. Okay, we're starting again. If you're typing that in, erase. Okay. C-E-L-I-N-A-S-L-I-F-E. Selena's Life on Snapchat. So come hang out with me. I haven't been on as much lately. You know, life. I say this every single time. We are on a roller coaster. This roller coaster called life. Can you hear me not even talk? How are you guys in stomach listening to me? I don't understand. But I love this. Oh, a huge thing I want to tell you guys about. Guess what? Tomorrow, I am going to the Fear Farm. It's Schneider's Family Farm. Every year, they do this amazing thing called Fear Farm. They're located in Ayr, Ontario. $27.99, you can go and experience 5 delightful frights. So make sure that you head over there. If you are there tomorrow, I'm probably going around 8 or 9 o'clock at night. If you're from the Kitchener, Cambridge, that kind of area, I'd love if you said hello. I'd love to get a picture with somebody who listens to my podcast. So if you do listen and if you are going to be there, please let me know ahead of a time, or, you know, just grab me and be like, you. If you're curious what I look like, I'm sure if you lurk Facebook, you will find me. If you have Snapchat, you will find me. You know, just write me somewhere. I'll send you a picture and be like, yo, what's up? Moving on, my friends, your stories, my stories, and everything creepy in between tonight on this episode of The Haunted Estate. Let's start off with something pretty fun and close to probably every one of our souls. even if it's not a dog, everybody has a pet, don't they? Or they have at some point in their life. This is really fun. This is called When Your Dog Barks at Nothing. Are they really barking at ghosts? If you are the owner of a dog, you may have asked yourself at some point if your pup can see things you can't. I mean, sometimes pups will stand somewhere in a house and bark at seemingly nothing.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
It's even spookier when the dog is looking directly at a wall or an area of a room while barking when you see nothing. The question of whether or not dogs can sense the supernatural has been researched extensively by scientists. According to Animal Planet, the sixth sense that many dog owners believe their pups could be is a result of dog senses being stronger than that of a human's. Dogs have exceptional hearing and sense of smell, and a dog's view allows him to sense small movements with his sight as well. They can see delicate movements, have a sense of smell, 1,000 to 10,000 times stronger than that of a human's, and they can hear at higher frequencies. There has been many claims of dogs who have sensed when a family member or owner was going to pass away. Also, there are many instances that dogs will remain by their owner's bedside as they're dying, or even at the grave after they've passed. Pet psychologist Marty Miller believes that both humans and dogs possess a sixth sense that connects them to the paranormal. The catch is that humans judge or deny what they are feeling, while dogs don't judge what's going on in the environment, theoretically making them more sensitive to the supernatural goings-on. With these crazy dog senses, canines are often able to sense danger before humans can. For example, before the tsunami in 2004, many animals, including dogs, exhibited behavioral differences and ran for cover or refused to go outside. Animal experts believe they could have felt the vibrational changes before the earthquake shook things up. Truth is, because dogs can't offer their explanation, there's no telling the reason behind a dog's barking. Do you hear Max? So creepy. He's in the bedroom barking at nothing. Okay, moving forward. Until a dog can tell us about Casper the Friendly Ghost or taking residence in our home, we won't know whether or not Fido can sense ghosts. Miller states that there's no way to know if dogs can actually see ghosts or not, but she believes that if you observe a dog standing in a corner, barking at nothing visible, there's a pretty good chance that he's barking at an entity, spirit, or energy that doesn't belong there. So whether your pup is barking at energy, spirit, or someone who has passed, or is just barking at a wafting smell or something tasty your neighbor is cooking, we may never really know for sure. Dogs are pretty awesome, and these superhero senses make them even cooler. I thought I would just keep going while the dogs were barking, and now I'm going to pause and go see what exactly they're looking at. Are you ready to hear about the big bad that the dogs were barking at? It was another dog. Or possibly a squirrel. Anyways, that wasn't that extravagant of a reason. I was really hoping I'd walk in there and be like, yeah, there's just, you know, a demon in my bedroom. Yeah, that doesn't really happen. Anyways, moving on. Something that I'd really like to touch base on right now is if you are into paranormal stuff, if you follow any paranormal groups on Facebook, then you know that Ryan Bull, Paranormal States frontman, has been arrested on, like, theft and stuff like this. And here's how I feel about this. I feel like he's delivered a lot to people, and a lot is expected from him. I also do know that he did have pancreatic cancer, or it was said he had pancreatic cancer. A lot of people seem to not believe that. I've seen some, like, pretty true-looking pictures of someone who would be fighting cancer. Along with those, I know that there was a lot of events that got canceled and money wasn't paid back. And all I can really say about that is I can understand from both halves. Like, first, of course, you want your money that you paid back. Those tickets weren't cheap. And second, I can also see, you know, he already paid certain people and then things didn't work out. So how's he supposed to personally pay back the money, that kind of thing? All I know is that don't like make assumptions and stuff like that. He's not even out of jail to be able to defend himself. I'm sure that when he comes out, he'll have a lot to say. I know that his mother made a post asking not to give money to them. I don't know what the issue is. I don't know if it's just they want money, their drugs, or whatever is going on. But I wanted to touch quickly on that base. And now we'll move on to something more spooky. I had one request wanting a little bit more paranormal stuff about Canada. I do have a lot of Canadian listeners. Definitely much more in other parts of the world, but lots in Canada. So we're going to talk about 9 places in Ontario that you can visit. I know I did in Ontario before, but these seem to be, oh God, not the exact same. So all I'm going to really do is just go to the ones that we haven't talked about. So not necessarily 9, but some that are around here, and I'll let you know if I have been to them. So the first one that we're going to talk about is the Moreton Tunnel in St. Catharines. No, I have not been there. The Moreton Tunnel in St. Catharines is perhaps the most haunted place in Ontario. It is often referred to as the Blue Ghost Tunnel due to a mysterious blue mist that's often seen coming out on some nights. The tunnel is reportedly known to make people feel extremely ill or nauseous. Past visitors have noted pushing sensations near the tunnel entrance and the echoes of crying children. It's been sealed for safety reasons, but the perimeter is still available for those who still dare to explore the area. There are also some claims that there is a hidden entrance to the tunnel. So next one that we haven't talked about, the Donnelly Farm. This is interesting. The Donnelly Farm, I remember my mom telling me that somewhere along the line we were related to Donnellys. This is kind of just 10 minutes outside of where I live. So the Donnelly Farm may look nice and cozy, but is actually the site of a gruesome massacre that took place in the 1800s. The Donnelly family was murdered by members of a vigilante mob, none of which were convicted of the crime despite 2 criminal trials. The old barn still remains today, and many visitors have claimed to feel physical touches and intense pressure on their bodies inside it. Odd noises like footsteps and voices are sometimes heard throughout the house, which was rebuilt on the site where the original house was previously burned to the ground. This is really just like a log cabin looking thing. Next up, Inn at the Falls. The Inn at the Falls in Bracebridge is an old hotel where you can still stay today. But if you're planning to do so, be warned of the presence of ghosts and the occurrence of paranormal events. There are few past guests of the hotel who never ended up checking out, 3 of which have earned famous ghost nicknames. Bob is known to move random objects and visitors in the kitchen. Charlie has been seen sitting creepily at the top of the stairs near room 105. And Sarah has been sighted lingering in the halls of the upstairs making crying noises. The Bala Bay Inn. The Bala Bay Inn, which is, I think it's going to say, is a spooky alternative if you want to stay in Muskoka instead of a cottage rental. The inn is known for reported ghosts and paranormal activity. Spirits are known to wander throughout the inn, including that of writer and musician E.B. Sutton, who is said to be a permanent resident. Odd occurrences including levitating objects, the random turning on of television sets, creepy voices and footsteps, and the rattling of doors. Regional Mental Health Center, St. Thomas. The Regional Mental Health Center in St. Thomas opened in 1939 and has since gained a reputation for being haunted. The center was a place that held people who committed crimes. They were not legally guilty because of mental illness. About 90% of the patients held in that facility were charged with serious offenses, including murder and manslaughter. Some were even violent. Suicides, impalings, and bludgeonings are just some of the past incidents involving the notorious patients. The facility is said to be haunted by the ghost of those who died inside it. Curtains have been seen moving on their own. Lights flickered by themselves and the sounds of crying. Sudden bangs and whispers can be heard at night. The premises is now guarded by security for trespassers. But one can still view the building from an outside perimeter. The Jester's Court, Port Perry. The Jester's Court is a haunted pub where you can drink and be spooked. The staff are frequently subjected to paranormal activity that often gets in their way of work. Ghosts of little girls are spotted in the stairwell. A lady in a blue dress has been seen haunting the woman's bathroom. And the elderly, ghostly individuals wreak havoc on the pub with their loud conversations and throwing items at guests and staff. The next one is pretty interesting. It is Old Oxford County Courthouse and Jail in Woodstock. And I don't know if I've told you publicly or whatever, I do live in Woodstock, Ontario, Canada. So this one's pretty interesting. The Old Oxford County Courthouse and Jail is home to the infamous death mask worn by Thomas Cook, an alleged wife murderer that was executed in 1860. One story tells of paranormal incidents that were triggered when the mask was removed from its hanging spot in the archway entrance to the courthouse. Lights started to flicker immediately, and giant ghostly face materialized into a duct tunnel until the mask was hung back up again. So this is a place I've taken lots of pictures. I've definitely walked the grounds a lot. I walk my dogs. I drive to walk my dogs. I know it's kind of silly, but I really love this place called Victoria Park, which is directly across from the courthouse. Woodstock is not huge. We have about 40,000 people. This is old Woodstock. And I have walked those grounds. I've definitely picked up images and stuff of past things, but I really haven't ever picked up this Thomas Cook. I've taken pictures. I've looked at the... I don't think the mask is outside anymore. At least, I'm not sure. I'll have to double check that. Actually, I should take a picture and send that to you guys. But it's a really interesting place, and it's definitely a big folklore thing in our town itself. It's cool to have a bit of paranormal history. So moving on, here's a really cool article that I found very interesting. I'm curious what you guys will think. I'll give you my opinions after. So, is your house haunted or just dirty? Put away the Ouija board. Take out the pledge. Ghostbuster at Clarkson University in New York are investigating the link between indoor air quality and ghostly sightings. According to Medical Daily, they say toxic mold can trigger psychosis, and that might cause you to see and hear things that go bump in the night. The more sensitive you are to mold, the more likely you are to think you're up against a poltergeist, the website reports. Hauntings are very widely reported. Phenomenon are not well researched, says Clarkson, the engineering professor, Shane Rogers, according to the university's website. The ghost sightings are often reported in older building structures and may also suffer poor air quality. Similarly, some people have reported depression, anxiety, and other effects from exposure to biological pollutants in indoor air. We are trying to determine whether some reported hauntings may be linked to specific pollutants found in indoor air. Roger describes himself as a longtime fan of ghost stories and that he doesn't see himself as a paranormal debunker. What I do hope is that I can provide some real clues as to what may lead to some of this phenomenon and possibly help people in the process. Roger's team of undergraduate students plan to measure air quality at several haunted locations in upstate New York, including the Frederick Remington Art Museum in Ogdensburg, New York. The museum is the former home of Madame Vespucci. Vespucci? And according to Haunted Places, her voice can be heard echoing from the museum's upper level at night. If they come back alive, they plan to publish the results of their findings. So this goes along with something else that I've thought before. I'm interested to hear what you guys think as well. First, there is mold. I had been in an investigation within the last year and a half where, you know, I'm in a paranormal group, and the one investigation that we went to, we really did a thorough look into every aspect. I like to, even though what I do, I like to take things at a very skeptical, I like to go at things very skeptically. There's the word. Is that even a word? I don't know. What I mean is, like, yes, I believe in ghosts, but I really want to make sure that first, it's not mold, it's not electrical, it's not anything. So when we do our investigations, we go in the attic, we check the basements, we check the walls, we check the windows. There was some mold around these windows. There wasn't, like, up in the attic or anything quite along those terms, but there definitely was things going on in the house. But when it comes to mold, that is something. It comes, and it also comes to, like, different barometric pressures and stuff like that I really believe in. But the one thing that I really tell people when they're having a paranormal occurrence, and it's something that just kind of showed up out of nowhere, move your furniture. I have this thing that I've read about, and I think I've talked about on here, called a static environment. And I find that if you leave things the same way for a really long time, don't change your couches or move around your furniture, the air kind of becomes static, which can be measured a little bit by an EMF reader. But at the same time, you can just feel it. Like, have you ever gone into, like, your grandma's house and it just feels weird because things have been the same way ever since you were a child? I like to move things around a lot. I can tell that the rooms that stuff hasn't been moved around, and definitely has a different feel from rooms that do. So if you start having a bit more paranormal activity, if it's something that can be remedied, move around your furniture. If it's something that is more than that, well, no, because you'll move around the furniture and said ghost will be a little pissed off that you were in there touching things and moving things around on them. But the static environment is a really important thing. So when I first go into investigation, I actually have one. I'm going to do a home reading on Sunday. I don't know anything about it, but usually when I go into a home and it's very minor, I usually say, you know what? Open all your windows for a day. Open all of them. Let the air flow through there. Move some furniture around. You know, vacuum, check for mold, that kind of thing. And do a cleaning, use some sage or some copal or some frankincense and kind of do a cleansing. And a lot of people say to me, oh, I don't know how to do a cleansing. And there are things to follow. There are definitely rituals that you can follow. But I feel when it comes to cleansings that if you just go in there and with that power in your heart, just say, this is my home. I want it like this. Here's this. I'm putting good energy into this house. I'm taking away the bad energy. It can work, and there's a lot of people who stand with me on that. There are a lot of people who stand against me, but in the end, it's what you believe in, and it's what you work in. And it, as I've mentioned in my book, you know, a lot of people say, do you believe in God? And the truth is, I don't know what I believe in. And a lot of people say, well, how can you believe in this stuff without believing in that? It's not that I don't believe in that. It's that I have seen a priest cast out something evil, but at the same time I have seen overpowering love of a sister cast out the same thing. It just seems like that love and that positive force and that anger towards it was enough to kind of dictate its future. So my loves, we are creeping up on 23 minutes. I want to say how much I adore you guys for coming back, listening to the podcast. Our numbers continue to rise. The number one thing that you can do for me is head over to iTunes and leave me a review. Buy my book. You can find it on Amazon. It's on Kindle now. If you want me to get the most money from buying my book, find it in the Create Space store at createspace.com. I love you guys, and I will see you the day after tomorrow.